Evelyn, you know very well his grandma will never let him go, Aitza said. You know what she will say. Muy peligroso, Aitza and Amelia teased at once. Too dangerous. It was getting close to dinner time, and we knew we had to be home soon if we wanted our parents to take us to the beach that night. So we took the shortcut back across the main square. In the plaza, groups of men played dominoes while the women sat by the fountain and gossiped. Back on the street, we heard the vegetable vendor chanting, Vendo yuca, plantanos, tomates. He came around every evening to sell his fresh cassava, plantains, tomatoes, and other fruits and vegetables. Leaning from her balcony, a big woman lowered a basket that was tied by a cord to the rail. In it was the money that the vendor replaced with two green plantains. As we approached our street, I saw Jose Manuel and his grandma on the second floor. She gave Jose Manuel money and went back inside. He was about to lower his basket when I had an idea. Maybe there was a way we could ask him to join us.